Committee meeting. And Madam Clerk, would you please conduct a roll?
Roll call. Director Yeo.
Present.
Director Nguyen. Director Mezqua.
Present.
Director Meeks. Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Sheldon.
Here.
Director Tran. Director Green.
Yes.
We have a quorum.
Are there items that need to be linked to the agenda for this meeting?
There are none.
With that, we have visitor participation. Anyone who wishes to address the committee at this time, either virtually or in-house, is welcome to do so. Sure, go ahead.
Good afternoon, directors, staff, Jim Fissler. I'm the director of Mesa Water District. I'm one of your 19 member agencies. And the cost of our water is 30% of our budget. So the RA is very important to us. So I appreciate that you do your budgets quickly so we can do our budgets and know what to budget for. But I'm here to talk about that BEA assessment lowering $200 to make it less expensive than imported water, which will be a savings for the pumpers and more revenue for Orange County Water District, more financial stability for everyone. And even the pumpers that can't pump more to close the gap from the 85% BPP, there's reduced price on the RA because of your increased revenue from hopefully increased revenue from the sales. And with your 40 to 45 new wells coming up that may be affected by PFAS and the mitigation costs, every dollar helps. Hopefully the downward trend on chemical prices and energy continues. So I just want to thank you for all the work you do, because again, it's a big impact to the retail agencies. Thank you so much.
Thank you. No one virtually. With that, we're at our consent calendar, and we have six items on consent. Does any member of the committee wish to pull or discuss one of these items? And I'm seeing none, so conduct those.
I will move the consent calendar.
Thank you. Have a motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you. Moved and seconded. Yes, we can conduct a roll call.
Roll call. Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Mezqua.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Motion carries 3-0.
The matter.
I think it's fine. I've got to call
five.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Oh, he's on the end.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks. The matter for consideration is item number 7, basin production percentage and replenishment assessment estimate for fiscal year 24-25.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I think we get a 2-for-1 today, and that is going to be a joint presentation between John and Randy. And just to let the committee know also that this presentation was given to the groundwater producers at their meeting. So with that, John, you're going to start?
Yeah, I'll kick it off, and then Randy will follow.
It seems like a 3-for-1 with you here.
So we are in the budget season, and staff has started working to prepare a budget for next year. And we'll bring that budget to the board at the first meeting of March. But what happens here is, I'll just need to slide in. We will establish the BPP and the RA in April, and that's a requirement for the District Act. And we will have a public hearing scheduled on April 17th to officially consider and take action on the BPP and RA. And I mentioned staff has internally started preparing our budget, but the producers always ask us in January for a preliminary number, because the producers are also starting to prepare their budgets. And you just heard Director Pilsner tell you how it's 30% of basic budget paying the RA. So we always try in January to get out a preliminary RA and BPP to the producers so that they know what's coming here in April. So I'm going to talk about the BPP, and then Randy's going to talk about the RA. So whenever we set the whenever we set the basin production percentage, the first thing we want to do is look at the condition of the groundwater basin. And this slide you're familiar with shows the basin's accumulated overdraft. And the groundwater basin is in very good condition right now. We started the current fiscal year with an overdraft of 188,000 acre feet. And if we have average hydrology this winter, we will fill the basin by 40,000 acre feet. And so you can see here with the red line, we would actually be slightly above our recommended target overdraft if that were to happen. But we'll see what type of winter we get. But the bottom line is that the basin's in a good condition right now. Giving you some history as a basin production percentage, it's 85% right now. It was 85% last fiscal year. Staff going forward for next fiscal year will recommend 85%. And then that, I did some historical record search, and we've gone 15 years in a row without lowering the BPP, and that is a new record. The BPP started in 1970, and this is the first time we will go on 15 years without lowering the BPP. So that's a good success story. And if the board sets the BPP at 85 in April, I'll take full credit for all that.
And keep in mind also, some directors may not be aware that the board hasn't adopted a policy of maintaining a 75% BPP. So we're above that.
If we don't end up with an overdraft, what happens to our budget, BPP, everything?
If we don't have an annual overdraft, you're talking about setting the RA. But setting the RA requires that you have a finding that there is an overdraft. You could either have an accumulated overdraft or an annual overdraft.
Oh.
Either one. The odds are always very good we'll have one or the other. Because when you calculate that, you exclude GWS and meltwater.
Oh.
So if you exclude those two sources of water, then we almost always have an overdraft.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was just thinking, what if we had a deluge this year and the basin really filled up and everything? What happens?
But we would still have an annual over there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So BPP, I mentioned, currently at 85%. Now, groundwater pumping will continue to be less than normal because of PFAS. We're getting a lot of PFAS systems up and running. We're getting wells back online, but we still have wells offline. And then we have that next phase of wells coming up here in the future. So pumping will continue to be less than normal for the next 2 years. One thing we have done, and Director Fisker mentioned this, to get more pumping, we have lowered the basin equity assessment by $200 an acre foot. So when you pump above the BPP, you pay the additional basin equity assessment. And it's typically, on average, around $550 an acre foot. So we have lowered it for the producers to encourage them to pump more than they normally would, because we need the extra pumping because of what's happening, because of the PFAS issue. And so we're doing that this year. And for next year, we would recommend continuing have a BEA that's lower than $50 an acre foot. As I mentioned, the basin's in very good condition. And then also imported water supplies are readily available if in good condition. I wanted to show total water demands, and that's shown on the right here. Last year, total water demands plummeted. This is total water demands of the 19 producers, and they pump groundwater and they buy imported water to meet their total water demands. But you can see total water demands went down to 351,000 acre feet. Okay. Now, last year was a little bit of an anomaly, and we do expect total water demands will bounce back a little bit. But it'd be very curious, staff will be, to see if they do bounce back by how much and if this trend continues. You know, it's a good trend. People are becoming wiser with their water use. People are taking out their lawns, putting in California friendly landscaping. So it's a good trend to have, and we'll, you know, continue to watch it, and it impacts our future planning.
The other thing about last year, of course, it was a wet year.
Yeah.
So people were using less water, watering their lawns as much. So that kind of depressed the demands as well.
So assessing what's going on, we're thinking basin pumping will be around 292,000 acre feet. The current year, we're expecting basin pumping to be about 280,000 acre feet right now. And so far, we're trending to hit that. We're right on. So we think next year, pumping will be a little bit more. So we're projecting 292,000. And that is our water sales, and it directly impacts the setting of the RA. One very large assumption with our estimate is that when the EPA, you know, we expect them to announce the fourth part per trillion MCL around March. And the producers have 3 years. There's a grace period of 3 years to comply. We're expecting all the producers to continue pumping. That none of the producers will shut down the wells because of this ruling. And we've had numerous conversations with the producers that we think you're fine to keep pumping. We expect you to keep pumping. If you're thinking you won't continue to pump, we want to have a meeting with you. But that's a big assumption here going forward. And we'll learn a lot more at the end of March and early April if that's going to happen as we're addressing. So that's a big assumption in the budget right now. And then with pumping, well, let me just go to the next slide. So this is the groundwater basin water balance. So at the top, we're showing supplies of water going into the groundwater basin next year. Base flows, storm flows coming down the river, incidental recharge. The groundwater replenishment system, we've actually lowered that to 128,000. You're used to seeing 134,000 acre feet there. The reason why we have lowered it is because with water levels coming up, we cannot inject as much water along the coastline. The amount of water we're injecting along the coast is a lot less. You just can't force the water down. So it's unrealistic to tell Mabel he has to create 134,000 or get 134,000 acre feet into the ground when because the injection rate should be a lot less. So we've lowered that to 128. We have the other is the Alamitos Barrier. So total water into the groundwater basin next year, this is all under average hydrology, 313,000 acre feet. And then we have what we expect for pumping. And you can see we're 21,000 acre foot to the good. So we would refill the basin another 21,000 acre feet with an average year next winter. So what is that? So looking at next year, so if we jump to July of 24 and we estimated here's where the overdraft could be at the end of the current fiscal year, and then you look at the next fiscal year, 24-25, under average condition, the overdraft would be 127,000. If we had a wet year next year, you can see the overdraft would be really small. And then you can see if we had a dry year, a really dry year, the overdraft would only go up to 177,000 acre feet. So again, this is all good news. You know, the basin's in really good shape right now. The only issue we have right now is just getting producers to pump as much water as we can. So that's all about the BPP. And I can stop there if there's any questions.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. Sure. So Bruce, given the reduction in pumping due to various issues, what if the board wanted to raise the BPP to 90%? Would that generate more revenue, or would we lose too much BEA revenue? Would it be kind of regressive?
Yeah, I think it would be. We get a certain amount of BEA revenue for people who pump above the BPP. So, and as you raise the BPP, you reduce the amount of BEA revenue we get. Effectively, we already have like 100% BPP. You know, by lowering the BEA, we're already encouraging people to pump 100%. So I think...
And how many producers do we have that only use groundwater. They don't take any people. Roughly half a dozen. Mesa, IRWD, Seal Beach, and Los Al like to. Fountain Valley likes to. Buena Park, we have in a program to encourage them to pump as much as they can. So you have about six there that already just pump 100%, regardless of what we do here. You probably have another third that may struggle to get to the BPP right now because of PFAS. And then you have the remaining third that we're hoping we're going to encourage to pump even more than they normally would. So,
is it possible for them to pump any more, though?
I think that remaining third can. And we've given them a strong financial incentive to do that. Yeah.
We made a strong pitch yesterday to the producers to make sure that they pump as much as they can. Because it's to their benefit. If you think about it, it's kind of a double-edged. That's with PFAS, but it's to their advantage because if they can pump higher, as John said, they don't have to buy Met water, and they can get basically a $200 discount for anything over the BPP that they're producing. There are a couple of agencies right now that are contemplating, either have or are contemplating shutting pumping down on wells that are below the response level, that are above the PFAS affected, that are above the notification but below the response level. And we're trying to encourage them to remain, to keep pumping. As long as you're below the response level, we would encourage all of the producers to continue pumping.
Who are they?
Is it mainly
Santa Ana was considering it? They're going to have a meeting next week to talk about it. Very large pumper. It was maybe up to 5 wells, number 3. We've been meeting with them and better fingers crossed.
Anybody else?
There might be a onesie, twosies, but that's Santa Ana was the big player.
We have hands virtually.
Oh, but he's lower. Director Yeo.
Oh, okay. Yes, Director Yeo, please.
Oh, thank you, Chair Whitaker. I lowered my hand, but I was going to ask, and maybe a little bit out of order because we haven't heard Randy's presentation, but I was going to ask John that since we're going to be producing less water from GWRS, we will be adjusting the variable costs accordingly, right? So that eventually, that's all going to add up to what our budget is.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Chemical and electrical budgets will be definitely modified there.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I can't view it right now. Are there any other? Okay, good. Nothing else.
All right, we'll turn it over to Randy for the RA.
So I delivered the good news now, Randy. Yeah.
John, get to the best. So I want to talk about the replenishment assessment. So staff is currently preparing the budget, and it'll be presented to the board at the first meeting in March, a draft. And we need to begin accumulating all the money for these PFAS projects. So that will be over the next 4 years and this current year that we're in. So the first 62 wells that we've put treatment on is about a $300 million project. And we're about $200 million into that $300 million. So we still need about another $100 million to spend. And then we're estimating 40 to 45 wells that will need treatment with this next group with the EPA's announcement. It'll be about $270 million, and then we'll have to collect that over the next 4 years or so. So that's a big thing driving the budget. And then, of course, we want to maximize grants and legal settlements and then avoid long-term debt if possible. Maybe remember back in April of last year, we presented what the cost of these additional wells might be as onto the RA, and we estimated at that time about 10 to 14% increase. Over a 5-year period. And of course, maintaining AAA per board policy, we'll want to incorporate that and make sure that we have solid metrics. And then there's no need to purchase MWD imported water to replenish the basin at this point. As John mentioned, the basin's in good shape. We don't need that additional expense right now. So other budget impacts right now, and of course, this is all very preliminary, but we have an assumed 3% increase in the general fund. Of course, we'll be vetting all the 21 cost centers here shortly, going through the budgets and honing that in and refining it. It also includes $5.5 million of paying 50% of the producer's PFAS O&M costs currently in the budget, and then a 7% increase to the R&R contribution, which is what we put in every year, trying to project out, making sure we have enough money to cover us. And then for debt, we financed the GRS final expansion project with a couple sources of funds. One was a WIFIA loan, which we don't have to make payments for another 3 years or so. And then we financed about $140 million of that project with an SRF loan. That begins 1 year after substantial completion of the project. So in next year's fiscal year budget, we'll have about $6 million for the repayment of that loan for the next 30 years. So the RA would increase from $624 an acre foot to $688 an acre foot, about a 10% increase or $64 an acre foot increase currently is presenting it. We presented to the producers yesterday. And of course, we're in the process of refining this and going through all the detail. We'll have that completed at the end of February and present it to the board at the first meeting in March. And with that, the recommendation provided the fiscal 24-25 RA and BPP estimates to the groundwater producers, along with any additional board comments. BPP, we're projecting to be at 85% for next year with board approval, and then the RA an increase to $688 an acre foot, or $624. That concludes the presentation.
Comments or questions?
Hand raised.
Okay.
Director Sheldon.
Yes, Director Sheldon, please.
Thank you. I want to just go back to the presentation that John had been made regarding to the water, to the annual use that we had of water, and commenting it was pretty low. I'm wondering this. I know that Mike mentioned that, you know, we had rain which decreased our use. But how much of that reduction came from producers buying water versus pumping it because of PFAS?
That's definitely part of it, Director Sheldon. I would have to get into the details and get back to you for that. But yeah, they're overall the producers are not pumping up to the BPP because of PFAS. And they're so pumping is artificially lower than where we would expect it to be with the 85% BPP.
I'm referring to producers that have turned off wells because of PFAS and have to buy imported water. Do we know offhand how many we have during this time frame last year that were not turned off wells? Or were there any?
Yeah, there's definitely producers who had to buy more met water because of the PFAS impacting their wells. We're preparing the engineer's report that has all that information in it, and it comes to the board in February. I can find out right now if we already have the information, and I have a table of each producer, and I can show you how much under the BPP. Some of them were because of PFAS.
Right, which will change. I mean, you indicated and stated that was a strong reduction in usage, but I think if we can relate it back to the rain and to wells being shut down because of PFAS, that explains the reduction.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other hands there? I have a somewhat related question to what he just asked. I almost asked it a little bit ago. Do we have a collective measure pretty much from all of our retailers? The reduction in demand, how much is attributable to commercial, industrial versus residential?
We don't have that.
we could do maybe a survey to see. I'm not sure even some producers have that information, but we could ask around and see if people do have that.
Because I think another reason for reduction in demand is relocation of industrial and commercial use being either priced out of that or needing more certainty as far as supply.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some of that out there, yeah.
Anything else?
Nope.
There is a recommendation before the committee.
Just still expecting another aha here from the director of conversion.
You need a motion? I'll make a motion.
We do need a motion.
Yes, thank you.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. And I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Director. Yep.
And any, he can be quoted if he's
second. Can you close the or stop sharing for a minute?
Yeah, because he's not at his.
Oh, I see.
Let's see if he has that spoil.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah.
What?
Director Yeo, are you at your posted location?
I'm in the car right now.
Which is fine. We see a different site. That's all.
I can provide that site.
Okay.
Okay.
Any further discussion? If not, we can conduct a roll call.
Roll call. Director Amesqua?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye. Okay.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
And Director Tran?
No.
Okay, that motion carries 4-1.
Yeah, I was just wondering who's going to leave the.
The information on this item is contained in the packet.
Monthly cash disbursements report.
Yes.
Do we need to change?
The only other vote that was taken was on consent.
Yes. So, with that, we direct that these items be placed at our next regular meeting. January 17th. And with that, if there's nothing further, we're adjourned.
Director Sheldon, just as a reminder, there is a different Zoom address for the next meeting.
Okay. Is it going to be in your